VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. An Ethiopian Airlines passenger jet flying from Addis Ababa to Nairobi, Kenya, crashed 6 minutes after takeoff early Sunday morning, killing all 157 people on board. AP correspondent Charles Delidesma reports.
A spokesman for Ethiopian Airlines says among the dead are 32 Kenyans and 17 Ethiopians, while 31 other nationalities were also among those on board. It's not immediately clear what caused the crash of the Boeing 737-8 MAX plane, which was new and had been delivered to the airline in November. The state-owned Ethiopian Airlines calls itself Africa's largest carrier and has ambitions of becoming the gateway to the continent. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The plane is the same model that took off in October from Jakarta and crashed into the Java Sea a few minutes later, killing all 189 people on board a Lion Air flight. Clashes and fierce fighting are being reported in northeastern Syria, where U.S.-backed forces say their final assault on the Islamic State terror group enclave of Baghouz is underway. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces made the announcement on social media Sunday. He wrote, "The offensive to wipe out the last remnant of the terror group's self-declared caliphate resumed at 6 p.m. local time." Earlier, he had tweeted that the last chance for any fighters or civilians still holding out in the small patch of land on the banks of the Euphrates River to leave had come and gone. Voting was peaceful and turnout high in Guinea-Bissau on Sunday, where voters cast ballots for a new parliament with hopes of ending years of political turmoil. Voters chose from a field of candidates from the ruling African Party for the Independence of Guinea and 20 opposition parties. Final results are expected later this week. This is VOA News.